Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Well, this headline was perfect timing because this week we're talking about housing and is it going to crash and the whys. So I did a series of videos this week and we're talking about what the Fed's objectives are, how they're going to get there, and what's the results that they're looking for. So that's what we're going to talk about today, because the number one question that people continue to ask me is, Dan, where is real estate going to go latter part of this year into 2023, maybe 2024? So that's what our goal is here to talk about today. So if you're on the fence and what should you buy now, should you wait, should you do whatever, watch this video and then you guys make the conclusion. So everything right now, as we know, pivots around the Fed. Look at last Friday at Jackson Hole. Federal Reserve Chairman came in and said he's going to inflict pain on households and businesses. And what do we see? Well, we see the stock market drop about 1,000 points, if not more. Since that time, mortgage rates have gone up 0.5%. Okay, so the Federal Reserve, what they're planning on doing, they're actually putting it in place, and they're putting it in place fast. All right, so let's talk about the conclusion. What's going to happen? Well, basically, what we talk about on this channel is real estate. So that's what we're going to stay with. So the conclusions are going to be one of three things. One, we're just going to get back to normal appreciation. Two, we're going to have a correction or a crash. Or three, the markets are just going to stabilize and kind of, you know, take it day by day. And at the end of the video, I'll give you my conclusion on what I think is going to happen. But let's go over the context of this. Number one, the markets will continue to appreciate in normal terms that we used to, maybe 3%, 4%, 5% a year. Why I don't think that's an option this time is because we're seeing basically a whipsaw effect. What did we just come off of, you know, 6, 8, 10 months ago? Well, basically the lowest rates almost in history, more demand than we've ever seen, and less supply that we've seen in years and years and years. Okay, those three things. What have we seen in the last 90 days? Mortgage rates doubled. House inventory spiked, especially on the construction and the existing home front, and that's driving down the demand. But it's not only the prices of homes. Look at rentals. Let's just look at housing in general. We saw in 2022, the average rents went up 7.2% so far this year. We saw rents in 2021 go up 20%. There's areas like New York, California, it's not a surprise to see rents going up 40%. So when you're looking at housing, it's expensive everywhere. So I don't think, you know, will we get back to normal levels? Yes, it's going to take some time. I'm saying it's going to take about a year from now. We got to hit next spring's housing season for a lot of corrections to take place. So I don't think that we're going to see just getting back to normal appreciation right now, because it's going to be basically regional driven. Okay, the next piece of the puzzle is the crash or the correction. So let me just put just a couple things in the context. Do you know from 2020 to where we are today, based on the St. Louis Fed's data, we saw a 34% increase in home values, 34%. Okay, from 2020 to midway through 2022. Some areas such as Austin saw house price double. Okay, so let's look at it this. We can't just say just because of that, we're going to have a crash, because that's what happened in 2008. Well, I'm going to put a video that I explained earlier or did earlier explaining the differences between 2008 and today. And I'll put that link down below and I'll try to pin that right down below here as well. Watch that video. I think you're going to learn a lot and how there's so much dramatic differences between 2008 versus 2022. So we're not in that market either. And again, I'll have that video down below. Here's what I think is going to happen in the whys. I think it's going to take some time for a lot of the excess inventory that's going to come on the market to weed through. I think the mortgage rates are basically should be stabilizing from right now, even though the Federal Reserve has planned on starting to sell mortgage-backed securities starting tomorrow. And that in turn alone will increase rates there. But here's what's going to kind of play a role. The Federal Reserve is going to keep a continuous eye on the number one bright spot in our economy. And they even admit it. It's the jobs market. Well, yesterday we saw the jobs report. report. It's called the JOLT Index. It tells us how many job openings there are. Okay, the job openings right now are 11.2 million job openings. So there's two job openings for every person looking. Okay, the unemployment rate right now is basically at the historic lows. 2008, do you know what the unemployment rate was? 10%. So I don't anticipate us getting to 10% like we did in those times. We don't have subprime adjustable rate mortgages. We don't have negative amortization mortgages. And we don't have those stated income, stated assets, 100% financing like we did in those days. So that takes that off the table because there's still a demand, a big demand for housing. Okay, but let's not, for those out there that are complaining where all these investors are stepping in, buying up the market and everything else, please watch what you're saying. Because if you're not buying right now and somebody wants to sell their property, they don't care who they're selling to. So watch that the investors don't come in and buy up all the real estate, leaving you at their mercy to rent from them because there's no other housing options. Okay, so now the conclusion of this is we're seeing more and more inventory come to market. We're seeing existing homes coming into the market substantially because people are trying to capitalize on these high prices of their homes. That's gonna start deteriorating and you're gonna have some of those people pull out of the market because they can't get what they were hoping to get on that part of the equation. Next piece of the puzzle is foreclosures. Foreclosures are not running rampant. They're not going to run rampant because we just said house values are up about 35 to 40% over the last 2 years. So most people on average have equity in their homes. So you're not having that come into the market. So the number one caveat that's gonna hold everything back right now is the Fed. What are they going to do with interest rates? So I'm gonna come out and conclude this. If they stay stagnant right here, it's going to have, you know, take a toll on housing, but people will get a grasp of it. They'll figure it out how to figure it in their budget, and housing will get back to normal, say about a year from now, because some inventory is going to be taken off the board. People are going to jump in and continue to buy and so forth. So it's going to take about a year for us to get back to stabilization. It's going to take probably the spring cycle of next year to get rid of the excess inventory that we're going to have coming in Q3 and Q4 of this year. Okay, so that's that part of it. After that, it's gonna hinge on the Fed. If the Fed continues to rally and push rates up and up and up, can they get to 6? Can they get to 7? Can they get to 8? They could. If that happens, you're gonna see the housing market in that point really take a real big setback. And I might even be able to say it might crash at that time. I do not see that in the future. Worst case scenario, I see home values going back to where we were at the beginning of 2021. That might be a 10 or 15% correction in some areas. It might be bigger in some areas, but it's only from the top. So if you bought in 2021, you might be kind of at a little bit of a bubble there. If you bought in 2019, your house value is 40% higher than what it was. So even if we have a retreat back of 10, 15%, you're still 20 or 30% ahead of the game. You're probably high-fiving your neighbor who's been there for years as well. So my conclusion is, as long as the Fed doesn't get too aggressive, way too aggressive on rates, we should be okay. Man, would I be putting my foot in the water right now or my toe in the water right now? I would be. I would talk to a mortgage lender to see how much I can be approved for. I would monitor rates. And it also hinges upon when is your lease up? That's one big component of this equation that a lot of people don't speak about. But why are you really here? Well, you're here for the rate update. So let's talk about that. The biggest thing we have right now is what is in the news. So let's go over to our economic calendar right here. And there was some major news out today. ADP came out, they just restructured how they're gonna read data from the employment numbers. Okay, here's what they came up with. They revised the June numbers from 358,000 to 380. That's good, more jobs in the market. But look at this one. They revised July's down 120,000. Then look at the August number, expected 268, came in at 132. Half of what they thought. So maybe this isn't good news for the employment information. ADP does a lousy job on figuring out the jobs numbers anyways, so I really don't put much credence in their information because they never match what the final numbers come in at. Crude oil inventories, look at this. The number last previous reading was 3.28. The expectation was to be a negative 1.4. We came in at a negative 3.3. Not good news on the inflation front. Why? Because oil or energy is another huge component component of our inflation numbers. But the numbers I want to really watch out for is tomorrow, the initial jobless claims, how many people are filing their first time claims. So that data is all that we have out today. So far, how's this playing a role in mortgage rates? Well, not really doing too much. Yesterday was catastrophic. So here's what happens. This is the mortgage-backed security note that I always talk about, the MBS market, what it's doing currently. So this is a live report. It is down 5 ticks right now. Basically nothing. We'll make it zero. Until that gets down at least 10 or 15, we're really not going to see any major changes in the market. And if you can see down through here, I don't know if you can see this on your screen, the trend for today is right in the middle. There's really no data out that should really affect this. Where did mortgage rates do yesterday? So this is, well, they updated already. This is a report by Mortgage News Daily. They report this every day. And why I post this, it's just easy to read. It gives you the top 6 mortgage products out there. In about a week and a half ago, this rate was 5.25. We're up 50 basis points or more across the board since the Federal Reserve spoke last Friday at Jackson Hole. I told you guys, this was going to play a big pivot role in, you know, what the economy is going to do, what the markets are going to do, and especially what mortgage rates are going to do. So right now, here's what we have mortgage rates are. If you, this scenario is, basically, here's what Mortgage News Daily, and I do this for basically legal reasons. Mortgage News Daily sends out a survey to mortgage lenders all over the country, and it has this. If you got a client that's looking to buy a $500,000 home, putting 20% down with a 720 credit score, a single family home that it will be their primary residency, here's the rates. Okay, so you can see across the board where rates are, because it already adjusted for today. So we're teetering back on the range of 6%. You can see the 52-week high and low right here. So in my video, when I was explaining just earlier how rates doubled, I wasn't lying. Look, we went from 2.9 to 3.9% where we are right now in this cell alone right here. So that's my report for today. So if you like my video, all I ask you to do is do a few things. If you would, please give us the thumbs up, subscribe down below. I also put videos right down here below that you can see, you know, my most viewed video and the video I did yesterday. So please check those out, and also check us out on any podcast. Just Google when you're in your podcast, look up Dan Frio or The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. Love for you to hear and watch my videos on there as well. So God bless, guys. Thanks for watching. I'll be back tomorrow morning with another series to educate and inform you guys everything real estate, especially when it comes to the financing piece of the puzzle. So thanks for watching. And if you want to check out more about me and my team, all you have to do is go to therateupdate.com, and you can find all the products and everything that we can do to maybe help you out. Take care. Bye-bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.